8.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, what's interesting, friends, we've been talking about Romans chapter 13. And when we look in the confines of our border of the United States of America, who supports Barack Hussein Obama other than the communists, the homosexuals, and the abortionists? And why is that? Because of the preachers that are decrying.
You know, we're supposed to submit to government no matter what they say, no matter what they do. But we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of Liberty, don't forget radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And, or you can go to Facebook, then. Uploading that page over the last couple minutes here. Great content. You can check that out, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to two different websites on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. It's time to get busy, friends. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. We'll be talking about Romans 13. 1-866-233-0747. Please stick to topic. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And for those that did not know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible. Did I say terrible?
You did.
Thank you. Terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. So before we kick off today's radio program, I want to highlight the product of the week, which I have not done yet this week. Today is Wednesday. Our product of the week this week is the Face-to-Face Praise and Worship album. Now, for those of you who are maybe not quite familiar, it's taking the old classic hymns such as Precious Lord, Amazing Grace, Go Down Moses, and more, but they've been revamped. They've been kind of euthanized and funkinized, and it's kind of putting that new spirit for the younger generation and the older generation all into one. So it's taking those classic old hymns, but giving them a little bit of a boost. It's a great praise and worship album that'll really usher you into the presence of God if you're looking for some good Christian music. Sometimes it's really hard to find good Christian music. It's hard to say. But this is a good praise and worship CD if you're looking to enter into the presence of God and really meet Him face to face, as is the front cover of this CD. Please, if you'd like to order, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's actually shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you get your 25% off the product of the week if you are a son or a daughter of Liberty. So it's off 25% from the $15 donation that we asked for it. Or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, I have got a great statistic to start off this day's show. I was doing a little research on average, how much time does the average American spend watching TV in the United States?
I have not watched TV for 19 years.
Yeah, we don't even have TV.
Nope.
So it's very interesting when you go. Now, this is source is the BLS American Time Use and Survey, A.C. Nelson Company. The date it was verified was the 7th of December, 2013, so just before the turn of the year in 2014. The average time spending watching television in the U.S. is 5 hours and 11 minutes per day.
Haven't you heard the modern day Psalm
23? I was thinking about that. Glad you pulled that out.
The professed church don't understand what it means that friendship with the world is enmity with God. 2 Corinthians, that's James 4:4. And then if you go over to 2 Corinthians, come out from among them, be separate. They don't understand what that means.
That's right. King David, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
That's right. Yeah, they just don't get that part. But when I go to the modern day Psalm 23, it says, the TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over, and surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Yet David said, Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. But for some reason, those that professed in the 78th percentile, again, their Christianity, they're the ones sitting there watching TV.
That's exactly right.
How does that work?
Now, if you think about it, and the word tain, as you mentioned in our assembly programs, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering. So as you're sitting there in your leisure, filling your mind with garbage, which is on TV, you are stopping yourself from entering into what the Lord has called you to do and what you could be fighting for in this country. We're talking about our Constitution, the Bible, and Romans, you know, today, going back to Romans chapter 13. But it's interesting to know that this statistic says that the years the average person will have spent watching TV, guess how many years the average person will have spent watching TV?
What?
It's 9 years. Do you know how much you could do with your life in 9 years of time? If you look at the span of, you know, 10 years.
You will wish at that point on Judgment Day you did redeem the time for the days were evil.
I couldn't believe it. Now, some of these other interesting statistics here is, how about child television statistics? The number of minutes per week that the average child watches television is 1,480. Now, listen to this stat. It's very sad. Percent of 4 to 6 year olds who, when asked to choose between watching TV and spending time with their fathers, preferred television, 54%.
Of course. That's all they know.
Exactly.
Wisdom is justified by the television, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I remember a story of a man of God who said he went and got his kids a TV. They were excited about it. But what happened was, is when he got home, they were stuck on the TV more than they were when daddy came
Great
home.
Comfort.
So what did he do?
Yep.
He got rid of the television.
Amen.
Exactly. Now, this is interesting. Hours per year the average American youth spends in school is 900 hours per year. Okay.
Yeah.
The hours per year that the average American youth watches television is 1,200. The average American youth is spending more time watching TV than they actually are going to school.
So he's getting indoctrinated in a public school. Okay, 40 hours per week, and then they watch how many hours of television to be indoctrinated?
1,200 hours per year the average American youth watches in TV.
What's the problem?
Exactly, and you look at the crime. So, for example, the number of violent acts seen on TV by 18 years old, when you're 18, is 150,000. So we watch TV, we see the violent acts of crime, then they go to school, they perform these violent acts of crimes, or their video games, whatever you might say, and then we take down Thou Shalt Not Kill off the school walls, and then we say, what's the problem?
But the Supreme Court said it was impermissible.
That's right.
That objective, we just can't have that.
Can't
they
have
might
them
better
thinking
that might
on
learn it.
It,
you know?
Exactly. And the number of 30-second TV commercials seen in a year by an average child is 16,000 filthy commercials.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Romans chapter 13, bring about the correlation of the Constitution and the Word of God as the rock in which our republic rests, at Andrew Jackson. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. For my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system with which out the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Alexander Hamilton. And I want to give you a scripture to proceed what we're going to be talking about today here concerning Romans chapter 13 and the correlation of the Bible and the Constitution of the United States, that when you go over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him." Who's him? God. "For the punishment of evildoers." And who are evildoers? Those that violate his moral law. "And for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Right during the first break, the first segment, I was actually sharing with the American people that what we have is we have the President of the United States who supports, and he enjoys the support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists in America. And the reason he has that support is because the preachers of the day have turned their back on God. No longer will they preach God's commandments, not his suggestions. Now they just want to preach the socialist view of what everybody says they should be preaching about rather than what God commands them. And it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer that rightly said this: "He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God." And that's what you have. You have a bunch of hirelings that are preaching a false grace. You have a bunch of hirelings that are saying wide is the way that leads to heaven rather than straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We have a bunch of hirelings that are withholding the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. And instead of preaching the cross, preaching the law unto grace, in other words, preaching the law to drive them to the foot of the cross, they leave off the law, and then they preach a false grace. So in other words, they're trying to bring them through the allurements through the flesh or of the flesh to come unto Christ through their pizza parties, through their fabrications, through the lusts of men, through fabrications, through contrived schemes. And just you name it, friends. They're doing everything but what they should be doing because they're afraid of the face of man. Now, to say that, we're also told by these people
these preachers, they call themselves, these hirelings, these whores in the sight of God, these reproachful ones that, you know, they preach the way of everlasting life, yet they contradict God's commandments at every turn. And yet Scripture tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness and iniquity. And did you get that? Let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In other words, he's come to redeem us from iniquity. And how did he do that? He's delivered us from the power of darkness through what? The blood of Jesus Christ. He's redeemed us through the blood of Jesus Christ. The cross has twofold meaning. How much did God hate sin, and how much does God love man? See, what they like to leave off is how much did God hate sin. They just want to preach that God is just, you know, he's one. He's not a judge. He doesn't sit on the throne of justice and judgment, Psalm 89 or Psalm 97. That justice and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. No, they leave that off. They leave off, you that love the Lord, abhor evil and love that which is good. No, they leave that off. They have a dissimulated love. They have a fiend love. They have a counterfeit love, and they know nothing of the love. So when I say things like this, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent, that is found nowhere in their vernacular. Nowhere whatsoever. And again, why are they doing that? Because they're trying to please man. They're trying to do everything within their power to do what they're supposed to do. And it shows you that they are not born of the Spirit of the Holy One of Israel, who comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. So, these are the people that say, what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians must submit to government, any government. Read your Bible and leave me alone, or words to that effect. These are the ones that are responsible for homosexuality. These are the ones that are responsible for 57 million people that have aborted their babies in this country. That's equivalent to 18 states. These are the preachers that are responsible. Let me give you a case in point. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy, Coral Ridge Ministries, sometime before he died, probably 7 years ago now. And he had told me that he had a pastor come to his church. They would have a worldwide pastoral conference. And a pastor came up to him. And his church at that particular time, D. James Kennedy's church, was being protested by the homosexuals, because D. James Kennedy was standing against their lawless, abominable lifestyles before a just and a holy God. See, friends, Protestant has meaning Protestant, right? And so he came up to Dr. Kennedy and he said to him, Mr. Kennedy, I'm just kind of curious, why is your church being protested? And this 68-year-old man looked at that pastor and said, you mean your church isn't being protested?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's also the man, that faithful man of God that's with the Lord now, who pointed his finger at the camera and he said, over 4,000 babies a day will be murdered today because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Don't forget that, friends.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a government that advocates or sanctions that what God commands you to abhor. And you have people in the pulpit saying, no, we're supposed to listen to government.
Blindly follow that
really?
Government?
No, wait a second. Who gave the government? Exodus 18:21. God did. Who delegates that authority to the people when we're submitted to God? Who delegates that authority to our representatives, where they derive their just powers from the consent of the government? They work for us. We do not work for them. And when you have a people and a supposed hireling in the pulpit saying, no, we're supposed to just go along with it, we're not supposed to rock the boat, I'm trying to figure out what the problem was with 11 of the 12 disciples that were martyred. I'm trying to figure out today, friends, why the prophets were killed. You know, you still have these people alive and well today. You know, Bradley, it's just the way you say it. Really? Is that the problem with the prophets of the day? Is that the problem with the apostolics and the evangelistic and the teachers of the day? Is that what the problem was? Was it because Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes or the Pharisees? Was it because Jesus was calling out the sins of Herod, calling him that fox and telling him, I'm not going nowhere? Or John the Baptist, when he looked at Herod and he called him out for all of his evils? Oh, was that not God, friends? Was that not the Holy Ghost? Yes, it was. See, the Bible says he's a swift witness unto all manner of sin, unto judgment, to break the hard heart and to heal the broken one. But God is also not one that's going to overlook the iniquity of mankind that refuses to submit themselves to the meek King of glory. God will have his way one way or another. He who spits towards heaven, my friends, will surely fall on his back. And let me ask you one more question, friends. What were our forefathers? What was the problem with them? Who are they throwing off? What is that documentation, the Declaration of Independence, all about? It's throwing off tyranny. It was our forefathers, my friends, and it was the preachers called the Black Regiment of the day that stood against tyranny. They were tracking the colonies, warning the people as to what the corrupt king was doing. And what did they do? They left us a legacy. And 238 years later, we're here. Now we got these hirelings in the pulpits preaching just the exact opposite of what many fought, bled, and sacrificed themselves to give unto us. And you know what I say? I say, God damn you. In every sense of the word, woe unto you is what that means. That is proper perspective, my friends. That's not swearing. That is exactly what Scripture, that's what Jesus was doing, is he was woeing them, he was damning them, and he was saying in proper perspective the way I just did. We are in America where we're at today because of these supposed preachers, friends. Oh, we're supposed to just submit to a government that doesn't tell the truth. Really? Really? I'm trying to figure that one out because I know all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. I know that he that speaketh lies shall perish. And he shall not go unpunished. Oh, we're supposed to submit to those that kill the innocent in the womb. Really, what about the love that you say that you have in your heart when God said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood? How do you overlook it that? How do you overlook that one? Man, you strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. Are you kidding me? What about homosexuality? It's an abomination. Oh, they're the victims. No, they are not. They are the perpetrators. It's called totalitarianism. Fools. Open your eyes. Who's under attack? Is it the homosexuals or anybody that doesn't agree with their totalitarian methods? Think. Matter of fact, I just seen today a woman over in England just married her dog. Another woman, my friends, there's no stopping. You're dealing with reprobates. That means God's hand is not on these people. Another woman married a bridge. I kid you not.
Yes, I do.
That's how sick these people will get.
And you know what's interesting too with that is all you got to do is open up the floodgates. Just like the school shootings, you just take one person to do something like that, then you have these copycat crimes. If then you know with the snowball, when a snowball starts at the very top of the hill, it only gets bigger and faster as it's going down. So the downward spiral of morality is only going to get worse. We're looking at women marrying dogs, a woman who marries a bridge. What's going to be next? You have to draw the line in the sand, as the Lord already did in his word, and say, no, this is what marriage is between one man and one woman. This is how God defined it. There is nothing else. That's marriage, period.
In America, you need to understand, too, why are you asking the Supreme Court to define marriage? Friends, the Supreme Court has no business in any given scenario concerning the church. They have no authority there because it's not an entity of the state. And government is the fruit of the church. You need to put it into perspective, friends. This is how backwards you have become in this country. My lines are wide open. You'd like to challenge this doctrine? Here I am. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What should work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez. And based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, my friends. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I said right during the last break there, the Christian church does not ask the U.S. Supreme Court or any other human court what marriage is. Marriage is a pre-political institution defined by our Creator. By the way, politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation.
Yeah, God.
It all comes from Him, friends, for His glory and for human flourishing.
I was going to say, God already gave you His answer on that. You're not going to get a higher authority.
You're not going to debate.
You're not going to up Him.
We need to compromise. We need to agree on what we both know is wrong.
That's right. You don't have to ask the same question twice. God already gave you the answer in His Word. You're not going to go to a higher authority, so that's what sticks.
How are you, my friend? We have Rick from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
This is Daniel, and I mean Rick. Excuse me,
Daniel.
I just watched you the other day.
I was thinking of something else. I heard. I'm calling about what you're talking about in Romans 13. There.
Yep.
Nowhere in scriptures or holy writings anywhere that I'm aware of does it say we have to be subject to despots, dictators, or any type of evil. Nowhere does God want us to be subject to evil in any form. But yet the military is being taught right now that we Christians are the enemy.
Yeah.
And the day is going to come when we're going to have to stand our ground about that premise.
Well, just keep
some of us might even have to wind up giving our life for it.
That's exactly right. And just let me just say this, just to interject my thought into what you're saying here. The fact of the matter is keep in mind when the state-run media throws this stuff out there, they already know that the majority, hands down, are not going to submit themselves to this. The bottom line is they just want to test the people. That's all they're doing is testing the people. And if the American people would simply stand up and remove those that even suggest an act of tyranny, I'll tell you what, that's the message the American people need to send, is we're not going to put up with it. Where did this come from? Where was this derived from? Let's deal with that individual. Let's kick them out of office and let's replace them. When we begin to do that, we're not going to have these issues anymore. But the church needs to stand up and be the church today, because we got to keep in mind, my friend, is that God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. The problem is there's very few that are willing to fight for it.
Church meaning a blanket word
Christian,
for Christians.
Under the umbrella of the Christian church.
And those that have been saved and understand the laws of God and Christ.
Amen.
And His commandments. The church does need to stand up for what is right. All that's necessary, I've said it to you before, for evil to win is for good men to do nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
Is this Edmund or is this Rick?
Yes, this is Rick. You said before you like it when I call in.
We like you calling in.
I'm being funny here, Rick. Edmund Burke said that. Yeah, thank you for your call. We appreciate that very much.
You,
friends, 1-866-233-0747. And it's intelligent radio.
Yeah,
I love
much.
This stuff.
Yeah, thank you for your call. I want to say something else, too, is when you look at the pulpits that remain silent, that's such a good point. I remember talking to, you were talking to this young girl one time, you know, teenage girl.
Some young girl. She's from where? Bangkok?
Bangkok, that's right. Well, not quite that far, but yes, it was a girl that you were speaking with. She was a youth, and you asked her, so what does your pastor say about homosexuality? And she said, it's a very large church that she attends, and she said, well, he doesn't really talk about homosexuality. Yeah. And if you think how many of those people profess Christians, a lot of them, they just go to church and they listen to what their pastor says. They don't read the Bible for themselves. They don't dig into Scripture for themselves. They just, this is what my pastor says.
Well, my sleeve is actually pinned to my pastor's sleeve, and therefore he's going to bring me into heaven.
That's right.
Can you show me that in Scripture, friends?
You can't stand before God on Judgment Day with your pastor right next to your side. But the point is so many people just listen to what their pastors have to say. If these pastors were true men of God standing for righteousness, they would be telling their congregations, listen, this is the deal. This is what the Word says, and tell them, go seek it out for yourself in Scripture. They should be leading them where they should go.
It's
Think of
job.
How many people would follow.
It's his job to work himself out of that job. He should sheep begat sheep, right? But the problem is, again, is there's so many of these guys in the pulpit today that have been born in the smoke.
They just don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers.
Those that have been born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke.
These are the ones that are
I don't even want to say they're born in the smoke.
Right, exactly.
They're just worthless. They ain't worth a puff, are they?
That's exactly right. You know, we were looking at doing
it. Do you like that, Chase?
Just to add this, we were looking at doing an event recently, and I was talking with, someone who they were going to be discussing with their board or whatever. I was going to talk to their board or something.
Be detailed, honey, but just don't bring forth
names.
Right. Yeah.
I was talking with a lady about an event.
Stephanie.
Thank you. I was talking with a lady about an event, and she was saying, they don't want you, bashing Obama and stuff like that. Now, listen. The truth is the truth. If the truth being spoken forth of someone who is lying or doing things they shouldn't be doing, that's not bashing anyone. That's exposing the curtain.
Wait, I'm not attacking Obama. Obama's attacking
America. That's exactly right. Exactly right. So
I'm defending it.
So these church leaders, rather than exposing what's going on with this administration and bringing it forth to light, they say, we just don't want you to
talk.
We just don't even bring
it up. Better not do that.
This is a church, we just don't want to even go there.
Come on, if we stand up for something, we might actually preserve our freedom.
That's exactly right.
That salt of the earth.
The thing that gets me is these people just don't, and it's not just this issue. Any hot topic, and I get it. If you hit hot topics like we do, you're going to get backlash. Okay? I get it. It's amazing how when you stand up for these, for us, our main things is homosexuality and abortion.
Yeah.
When you stand up for those things, people go after you, the media attacks you, people lie about you. I get it. It's not a fun place to be.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's really not in it for the right reason, who's really not converted towards God, is going to say, I don't even want to go there. I want to live my peaceful life. I don't want to get my congregation all upset with me. I don't want to have all these people give me phone calls. I'm just going to preach sermons about kindness and love and, the fruits of the Spirit.
The house is on fire, but I'm going to go into that room that's not quite ablaze yet.
It's too much for me to handle that house on fire. I might have to get a little hot. I might get a little burnt if I go in there and try to rescue people.
Yes.
But it's just amazing how no one wants to hit those hot topics when they should be the one leading on those hot topics, because John Adams said the church is the moral compass of society. As goes the church, so goes the world.
Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Friends, if you go to the preceding verse, chapter 12, verse 21, we are to overcome evil with good. Okay, that's the part they leave out. But going to chapter 13, Romans, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth, the power resisteth the ordinance of God. See, now, right there, so we're seeing that every soul is to be subject unto the higher powers that God himself gave. The powers that be ordained are of God himself. I didn't see anywhere in Scripture where God actually ordained corruption to corrupt his church that's supposed to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
Who therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive themselves damnation. By the way, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the pastor in Germany that stood up against the Hitler regime,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what they did. Well, you're supposed to submit to governmental power, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer brought it into scope right away and said, no. So let's bring it into context there, brother. God didn't ordain you to be corrupt in the first place. You are ordained to be a terror unto those that commit evil, not to those that do good. And now the problem is we're in a position where the government in Germany, I'm speaking from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, is corrupt, and that you are now a terror into good works. Your function is completely upside down.
That's right.
And that's where these professed hirelings in America are bringing this country. They're actually bringing the American people into subjection unto tyranny.
Because the people,
by the way, it's not just the preacher's fault, the hirelings' fault, I'm sorry. It's the people's fault because they don't take the time to read the Bible. Every hotel I go to, I find one.
Yeah. You know, that's a very good point, because they're supposed to be a terror to the evildoers, punish evildoers, is what they're set there to do, and to appraise those who do upright, the just, right?
Yeah.
So when we see a government who is not punishing evildoers, not praising that which is right, now we see judgment turned backwards, where they're praising evildoers and punishing those who stand for the Constitution and that which is right, then we're under no authority to obey that. Now, it's interesting to note, too, even the heroes, you're talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, we look at him as a hero. What did he do? He stood against Hitler.
Yeah. Yep.
We look at Martin.
Well, everybody praises the dead prophets.
Exactly. We look at Martin Luther King Jr. What did he do? He started to speak out against Vietnam. He started to speak out against the administration. When you're going and looking at Braveheart, William Wallace,
Slow down a second. Remember when Martin Luther King was getting interviewed on the Mike Douglas show? I got some video on this, friends. I was just a little tiny guy, but I got the video. And remember when that singer got up there and he started challenging Martin Luther King? And he said to him, well, don't you see yourself as, you know, basically doing wrong to the black parents concerning their black children that are in Vietnam, making the color issue back in the day? And Martin Luther King said to him, I'm proving to be their best friend.
Right.
See, that's how backwards people have become.
Right.
When we stand against tyranny, we're proving to be the best friend of those that are on the side of our constitutional republic, common law, which God gave through the Mosaic Institution. We're not there. By the way, we're not rebelling. We're dealing with those that are rebelling against
the law
of God, because we love God. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God first and foremost and keep his commandments secondly. What is the whole of the law? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you love man if you don't know what love is between you and God in the first place?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point, too. When you pointed out, we're going through the John Adams series right now. When you look at John Adams, the tyrant King George, he said, some of our subjects, they are ill-designing men.
Yep.
Okay, he was speaking of our forefathers, misled, ill-designing men. He was speaking negatively of them as though they were the ones that were rebellious.
Yeah, dangerous.
They were rebellious, but they were rebellious against his tyranny, so therefore they were obedient to God. Now, according to our founding forefathers, King George was rebellious against the commands of God.
That's the Declaration of Independence. It's nothing but a compilation of usurpations.
So it depends on your perspective. What is the truth? What is God's standard?
No, it's not only the perspective, Stephanie, but who do you love more?
Exactly. According to God's word, if your mind and your heart is aligned with the word of God, you will have God's perspective. It's not even about your perspective. It's does your perspective line up with the word of God? If you do not have the word of God as your ultimate source of absolute truth, then everything's going to be disaltered. Your judgment's going to be backwards. You're not going to have any kind of righteousness, and you're going to not know the difference clearly between a true tyrant and someone who's rebellious, or someone who's rebellious against man's laws but obedient to God's laws. If you look at William Tyndale, you look at William Wallace,
John Hobbes.
these people, they stood up against the king's decree because they wanted people to have the word of God, because they wanted their freedom. That was a true hero, not a rebellious act.
Braveheart William Wallace, friends, you know him as Braveheart. He's the guy that said history is written by men who hung heroes. Isn't that what we're dealing with today?
Amen.
That's exactly right. Another thing about William Wallace, Braveheart, as you know him, friends, when he was being tortured, he had the book of Psalms laying by his head before he was decapitated. We're going to come right back after this break, make another point, Romans chapter 13, correlation between the Bible and the government. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Okay. Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. I love the topic. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States. Folks, a civil magistrate, speaking of Romans 13 and the correlation between the Bible and government, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. So when you observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil, for he is the minister of God to thee for good, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That violates the moral law of God. The purpose of government is to ensure our rights that God gave. Read the Declaration of Independence. It's also purposed to restrain men from sin. Sin is the violation of God's moral law. John, 1 John 3:4. So when we're talking about civil government, then it must not be a terror to good works, because it has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people, because God never gave it that authority. You have to keep in mind that any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. Now that which is good is turned against those that are good because it's now become evil. So civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. You got to keep that into perspective because civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And by the way, scripture lines up line upon line, precept upon precept in parallel when it says the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. See, because when you look in scripture in Romans 8, it says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Only those that love darkness rather than the light go to John 3:18. So, they have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good, none, zilch, zero, nada. And anyone who says that they do is lying, namely these hirelings from the pulpits. So, even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to a civil authority, Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. Now, this is where it starts getting really awesome for me. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian master in defense of his fellow Hebrew? What about Moses who was sent forth to the face of him who was doing evil to the people of God? You know, when you begin to think about all of these little facts in the Bible, like for example, like when Peter was in jail and God sent forth an angel to deliver him out of jail and sent forth the earthquake concerning Paul and Silas, that was God doing those things to release them from the hand of tyrants.
That's a great point.
Oh, it is a great point. Uh-huh. I mean, just think about this. Or what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they're in the fire because they wouldn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar?
They didn't obey.
And then Jesus showed up and spared their lives. And what happened when they didn't bow? They didn't burn. And everybody else began to bow to the God that saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who didn't bow.
That's right.
That's right. So there is the power of God unto salvation, my friends, right there. That is understanding redemptive power.
And we talked about this earlier, but the Lord wouldn't give a command, and then in Scripture have all these different men of God who did not submit, including women of God, if you look at Esther, who did not submit to the king's decree that were disobedient to his command. That was his command in the way he wished to say it.
Yep.
So if he was saying, you know, you just submit no matter what, then why would he have all these examples of all these men of God in the Bible who didn't submit, and God was honored and glorified. He wouldn't contradict himself.
When you look at the children of Israel, when the mass exodus took place, first to sacrifice the Paschal lamb, so there was sacrifice that God gave,
mm-hmm.
and through the process of that, the first thing they were chained to was the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai.
That's right.
And the second thing they did is began to warfare, because he said he didn't want to take them in the short way, lest they should turn when they see warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So he took them the hard way, the long way, not the easy way, not the short way. And when you see that, what were they doing? They were dispossessing corrupt kings, my friend. What about Abraham? Who is he dealing with? Corrupt kings, my friend. See, because there's only one king, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's not going to, hey, listen, let me say it this way so you understand.
Yeah.
You can't have two chiefs in a tribe.
Yeah, exactly.
And God ain't going to allow it. He just is not going to.
When you say we have one king, Jesus Christ, what was the motto of the revolution? No king, but King Jesus. They understood that.
Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? But keep in mind, friends, remember in 1 Kings chapter 18, it was Ahab that looked at Elijah and called him the troubler of Israel, when in fact Elijah responded to Ahab and said, wait a second, I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. You are.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to put it into perspective. Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Nope. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? See, these hirelings in the pulpit, friends, they don't want, just like nobody wants to. Nobody's looking for suffering. Nobody's looking for testing and trying. But if you're God's kid, you're going to be brought through the fire. Read Psalm 107 when you get some time. There would have never been an experience with Daniel in the lion's den. And keep in mind when Daniel went to the lion's den concerning Darius and those people that were trying to set him up because he violated his decree that nobody would pray but to him. Well, after the fact, he withstood the test, and God delivered him out of the mouth of lions. And what happened? That kingdom submitted themselves to none other than the God of Israel.
Which never would have happened had they not resisted Daniel.
And this is what shows, this is what's going on in America. It's the pastors, it's those that speak not out against this corruption that are the ones that don't want to be tried to prove the God of Israel's what it comes down to, friends, because they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. So when you hear these hirelings say, well, you're supposed to submit to no. You don't submit yourself to ungodly laws. You don't submit yourself to crime. Hey, what would you think of me if I went up? There's nothing worse than a bad cop, is there?
That's right.
What do you think of a bad cop that commits crimes, friends? We're seeing this all over the internet now. By the way, got a lot of friends that are cops. There's a lot of good cops out there. Insane, that constitutional police. Nobody likes a corrupt cop.
Mm-hmm.
No. There's nothing worse than one that claims that he's good and he's corrupt within. Why would a Christian man tell his congregation to submit themselves to corruption in a government? Because they themselves are corrupt.
That's right.
Okay? So, did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the images of the state? Nope. Did John the Baptist violate God's principle of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity, unfaithfulness? Did Simon Peter and the other apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? Did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? In fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did outside of jail.
Wow.
We'll pick this up again tomorrow. I love the topic.
Wow. And for those of you who are listening and saying, we do this, you know, we usually like to give you an opportunity once a show to say, listen, I love you guys. We hear this over and over again. I love you guys. I love your radio program. You hear the responses. We read them off to you from when Bradley does his events and he's speaking out across the nation. Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
But the ones that we read, you show how touched these people's hearts are. We just got one recently we read where they were saying over a month later, they're still talking about the event. And that's the power of God, and that's the anointing that people are drawn to. And they're saying, wow, this changed my life. Some of the responses are, it was like the lights turned on when you go to these young people.
Mm-hmm.
So for a ministry that's going out there and not just talking about the problems, we know and you know that we are inundated daily with all the problems that you see out there. Oh, this is bad and that's bad and this is getting worse and now this is getting worse. Yeah, we understand that there's problems. You know what? We got a job to do.
We can whenever, right the wrongs by the
exactly,
power of God.
When someone talks to me and they tell me about everything that's going wrong, it's like, well, that's why we got a job to do. That's why we're here fighting the good fight of faith, and we're not going to let tyranny have its way because we want to relax and be apathetic.
Well, because our pastor told us we're supposed to just submit to matter no matter what he's supposed to do. The problem is you have a pastor leading the church is supposed to be an apostle. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28.
That's true. And you know what? And whatever their office is, they still should be obedient to the word of God.
All shooting the same direction.
Exactly. But for those of you who say, listen, I want to support you guys, don't just talk about supporting us. Please do. We need your help to be able to continuously do what we do. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, maybe you have listened to the program, but you've never actually checked out the website. Pop on there. It's very fun. You can go on the top right-hand corner. There's the donate button. You can click on there and make a secure donation. Or if you'd like to talk with one of our friendly staff in person, you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to send a check, our address is on there too as well. So there's lots of ways you can get involved. We've got our products that we always highlight every week. Get products into people's hands. It's the message of the gospel. Sometimes the best way to reach someone is to say, here, I value your opinion on this book, or I value your opinion on this CD or this comic book or this DVD. Do something. As Charles Spurgeon said, brethren, do something, do something, do something. He didn't say sit there, sit there, sit there. We are not to be hearers of the word only, but also doers, and we can't do without your support.
If you've been saved by Christ, the question should be, what am I saved for?
That's exactly right.
And
you should
be looking
for things to do.
And I can tell you, to seek and save that which is lost. That is the whole heart of Christ. Think not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field, because, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, we believe the report of the Lord, and we believe that he has revealed his arm unto this ministry to shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said Mr. George Washington. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. We'll continue this vein. Let's bring more of the correlation of scriptural times, speaking of the men of old, to the modern day.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.